Hi, this is Tim Bradshaw of the Financial Times. I'm very pleased to be here at the Cannes Lions Advertising Festival with Kofi Annan, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, and David Jones, Global Chief Executive of EuroRSCG Worldwide. Together, you're launching a new campaign on climate change here today. Could you tell us a little about that?
Yes, as you know, we're going to have in Copenhagen at the end of the year, a summit on climate change. I think it is extremely important that the leaders get to Copenhagen determined to make a deal, determined to come up with a post-Kyoto agreement that is firm, binding, robust, and will help protect our planet. People think climate change is something waiting to happen, but it is occurring now. And there are communities and individuals all around the world who are paying the price. And it's usually the poor countries who have done least to cause this problem who are bearing the brunt. So we believe we should all press our leaders to help us protect this planet. We should also accept that we are all responsible for the planet. No one has a right to pollute, and press ahead the fact that pollution has a price and the polluter has to pay. And the resources gathered should be used for adaptation to help those who are least able to cope. So we are insisting on what we call climate justice. And even within societies, within our own countries, those who are bicycling should not subsidize those who insist on driving their SUVs.
Okay. David, can you tell us a little bit about the campaign and how that's going to mobilize popular support for this?
Sure. I mean, sort of our view is that what our industry is great at is changing people's behaviour, and you can do it to get, you know, someone to buy product A rather than product B. But, you know, actually, we think we not only have an opportunity but almost an obligation to use creativity to change people's behaviour for some of the big issues, you know, facing the world. So, you know, when Kofi asked us to get involved in this, we jumped at the chance. And very simply, what we're going out and asking people to do is to become climate allies. And there's some very specific things that entails. But the campaign device is all around creating a movement, but it's a movement with a deadline. And the deadline is, you know, both Copenhagen specifically in December, and almost the clock is counting down and ticking down on the future of the planet. So the whole idea revolves around tick, 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 the ticking of the clock. And what we're asking people to do, if they're consumers, is to download a free song that we're putting out in September, which is a remake of Midnight Oil's Beds Are Burning. The other thing we're asking them to do is to upload their tick, so they film themselves saying tick, and it becomes a giant human digital clock. And then the key reason for being at the Cannes Festival and for Kofi coming along with us is to actually reach out to the world's marketing and advertising community and to say, we've created this open source campaign, please take the logo and put it on all of your communications for the next 5 to 6 months, because we've got a very focused objective, which is let's ensure that the world's politicians take Copenhagen very seriously, because if they don't, the consequences for the planet will not be great.
And we need you too, you ladies and gentlemen of the press. You have lots of contribution to make, and I'm confident we can count on you.
Oh, I will do my very best. What are your sort of hopes for the potential of a deal on a practical level with various countries sort of coming into line? What?
I don't think we have an option of failure. We need to maintain the pressure and go to Copenhagen determined to make a deal, but a real deal, not a weak fake deal to create the impression we've done something and go home.
What would that look like? Can you sort of...
Well, I think it has to be an agreement that everyone signs on, an agreement that not only the industrialized countries can live with, but the emerging countries like India, China, and the poorer countries can come up. And I think with the outlines are clear that we need to really contain greenhouse gas emissions. We should try to protect the earth from, we've talked about the two, I think I'm getting too technical, I was going to say the 2 degrees centigrade. Basically what we need is we have to fight the climate change on two fronts. Take measures to contain greenhouse gas emissions. We also need to adapt and help, okay, people adapt to what the changes that they are going through. And I think individuals...
Thank you very much indeed for taking the time. Very good to meet you both. Thank you.
You were ahead of me then.